People around the game will tell you there are two kinds of basketball memories. First, there are the base memories. That first time you learned how to dribble. The first time you checked into a game. Those first made free throws. Those are the memories any basketball player can cherish. But then, there are those other kinds of memories. The one-of-a-kind players.
Germantown brings it, and a big slam dunk by Zed Showalter to start this Division I state semifinal.
The ones who own the stage.
Jalen Johnson alley-oop slams it home.
The most incredible plays.
McCabe, hesitation, now tries to the rim. Right hand floater, around and in.
Here's a takeaway by Vanderbilt. Oh, my goodness.
The games we still talk about.
Brookshaw, thinking about a three, puts it up, hits it, and that'll do it.
Triple overtime. Ortiz will drive, take a shot, and he hits on the window.
You know what I mean.
Decker to the right wing.
Those memories.
Shot for three.
Championship memories.
And he hits the three. Decker has won it with the three.
Wow.
Incredible.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
We've had record-breaking performances, we've had buzzer beaters, we've had quadruple overtime, and we have crowned four state champions with one more to go. I'm Hunter Vaughn, up in the 200 level with the man, the myth, the legend, the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Sumrow, as well as the three-time state champion for Madison Memorial, head coach Steve Collins, as this is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Steve, we're going to start with you here before we get to Dennis, the legend. I mean, you're a legend in your own right, but for Prep Mania, Dennis
after,
is a legend.
After going through last night, yes you
exactly.
And I having to go through that quadruple overtime.
The quadruple overtime where Arrowhead took down Nina 99-95. But now tonight, we have a matchup of two teams who have already played this season. It was a 65-64 win for Arrowhead taking down Marquette back on February 3rd. So what's it like coaching a team when you've already seen them in the regular season, now in a state championship?
Well, I think everything goes out when you're playing in a state championship. You know, all the rules, everything kind of goes out the window because it's so emotional. There's some good things and some bad things. The good things is I think you can prod a little bit in that first game and see what worked and what didn't work. But a different court, different atmosphere. You're on statewide TV, you're on statewide radio, you're playing on a 94-foot floor, so you know you can overthink it too.
Yeah.
I think you just gotta let them play, and what got you here is going to get you the gold ball.
But this is a redemption game. If you remember how that game ended,
it was the last second
on an inbounds pass, a steal, and a layup.
Yep.
And the kid was asked last night about it. He goes, yeah, I remember it. Thanks for bringing it up. But I'm ready for it. I'm going to say I have my best three memories. Sam Oakey, I was on the scores table. He had a quadruple-double, triple-double at halftime. Steve's team, the late Tom Mulhern, filing for State Journal, and I was there helping out. I was on the Reuters side, your triple-overtime
The triple-overtime championship.
And afterwards,
game,
yeah. The kid called a timeout. They didn't have, and that's what got
Yeah, that was
alive.
In the second overtime, yep.
And I remember the coach trying to take the blame for it, and the kid said, no, the coach told us. Classiest thing I ever saw from a student-athlete. And then last night to be on the table for four overtimes, knowing you were up here and had gone
my phone was blowing up like, we lost the record. It's okay. It's okay. Records are meant to be broken.
Memories aren't.
Memories aren't, though, yep.
as we get set for this state tournament game, you know how important it is to have a game plan in place. The same goes for managing your wealth. Canopy Wealth Management has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help achieve your goals with confidence. They believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Now let's get a check on the game's Canopy Wealth Management game plan. Dennis Sumrall, we're going to start with the 3 seed, the Marquette Hilltoppers. What are their keys to success today?
Number one, you got to limit Jace Gilbert's touches in the post. He was just dominant. Anything goes inside, it's a black hole. It's not coming out. Number two, they got to box out on the boards. Don't allow the second chance points. If he misses, they miss. You got to scoop those up. And number three is push the tempo. You got to keep moving on defense. And for that means I got to cut hard, fill with pace and space, and make that extra pass for a great shot. Don't settle for less than the best.
Now, Coach Steve Collins, that pushing the tempo, we talked about it a lot in that quadruple overtime game. That could be something we maybe see an issue for Arrowhead, having played almost an entire extra half of basketball last night.
Yeah, I think it can, but this game I would say it won't, because this is the last game played in this season in the entire state. So boys and girls, it doesn't matter. This is it. Season's over, and we have to look forward to the next season. So, now, I mean, I would have said that maybe 20 years ago, but like I said last night, these kids play 4 games on a Saturday in the middle of July. I think they can handle playing an extra 36 minutes for a state championship.
Yeah, you had your team up at Appleton the last couple of years. They're playing 3 on a Saturday Sunday or whatever.
Yep.
And just a high intensity with the kids. But still, Gilbert played 51 and a half minutes last night. Sam Leone played 51 minutes. The question's going to be on Bennett Bassich, who took that shot and was out. And I think they weren't worried about the cut. They're worried about a possible concussion.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. He's a game-time decision.
Now, I did see a tweet from Rob Reichel earlier today that said he did clear concussion protocol.
Good,
so there is some positive signs for the Arrowhead Warhawks. And for them, Dennis, how about their game plan for success?
Number one is stop the transition of Marquette. Close out on all three-point shooters. Get the ball to Jace. That'd be my number one, my number two, and my number three. He was just phenomenal. Going to be playing in college football. He was an all-state defensive end and outside linebacker. Coach joked afterwards that what made him better, well, he lost a little bit of weight from last year, but Iowa State will put it back on.
Yeah.
So he's got plenty of time for that.
So, when you have a game like this, you know, all of the talk about that quadruple overtime game, you know, for this Marquette squad, they've been to the state tournament now twice. They haven't won the WIAA title. They did win 15 titles when the private schools were off onto their own. But do you feel like there's any extra pressure for a program when you've been here before, but you haven't been able to get over the hump and raise a gold ball?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I mean, the hard part is I can't even imagine what these Arrowhead kids' phones were doing last night.
Yeah.
Like, just to get a good night's sleep and some of those things. So, you know, yes, I think Arrowhead has maybe a little bit of advantage in the sense that they were in this game last year. They know what this introduction is going to look like. They know some of those things. But, you know, Marquette's fighting for their lives at this point. You know, they haven't been here, so I think it's a wash on that.
Yeah, the other thing is that all the guys that are back from last year's team, this came so close, but their football team won a state championship at Camp Randall, and they talked about the impact those guys had, physicality, the winning attitude. The day after they won the state title, the basketball team was at Kettle Moraine to scrimmage. They were there to play. They all got there and said, Coach, we're ready to go right now. He said, I'll take a couple of days off.
Yeah.
But they were there. And the motivation, the starting quarterback is on this team, the starting running back, starting wide receiver, 2 starting linebackers. And, again, we talk about the emphasis of, you know, how important multiple sport athletes are. You can't teach winning. I mean, competition, you got to have it. These guys that, I'm only going to do the one season and get in the weight room, You know, Steve, how many multiple sport athletes did you have?
A lot.
Wesley Matthews was a Division I soccer
player. Oh, he was. When he was growing up, they thought he was going to be a better soccer player than an NBA player. But
we're going to take a short break. When we return, we will have the Stoughton Health starting lineups and the opening tip-off for this one. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division I State Championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
The starting lineups are brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit StoughtonHealth.com to learn more. We'll start with the 3-seed, the Marquette Hilltoppers. At guard, number 10, Jeremiah Johnson. Also at guard, number 20, TJ Adams. Then number 23, Nolan Minasali, the guard. Another guard, number 24, Ryan Meehan. And then number 30, Cade Conan, also a guard. Five guards for the Hilltoppers. As for the 1-seed, the Arrowhead Warhawks, it'll be number 4, Jace Gilbert. Number 12, Sam Leone, both of them listed as guards. Another guard will be number 32, Jay Hasse. And a forward, number 34, A.J. Ormont. And you guys, you might notice I missed one player. He is listed on the starting lineup, number 14, Bennett Bassage. He's going to UW Green Bay next season to play for Sonny Wicks. He took a shot to the face in the semifinal game, lost some teeth, and he is on the starting lineup tonight for Arrowhead. If that doesn't say toughness, I don't know what does.
And it'll be worth it. It'll be worth losing the teeth if they win it.
I heard he had to deal with his mom and him. You'd have to drag him off the court.
Yeah. That,
he's
coming out right now. You know, his cheeks do look a little swollen.
And I bet he has a mouth guard in.
Yeah. I bet
he has a mouth guard in.
I was wondering, is there anything you can wear for basketball other than a mouth guard to protect the jaw?
Yeah, and the mouth guard helps. It helps with concussions, too. It's like I try to get my guys to do it, but it's harder to breathe. It takes a while.
Do any of your guys use mouth guards?
A couple do. But it's hard. It's hard to get used to. It's a breathing thing.
Yep. So the Marquette Hilltoppers are the road team. They'll be in their navy uniforms, white numbers, gold trim, going from left to right here at the Kohl Center. And Arrowhead, again, in their home uniforms with white numbers, white jerseys, powder blue numbers, and red trim. And Gilbert wins the opening toss, gets it to Leone, who brings it across the midline from right to left. Now Gilbert left to the point. Over to Gilbert now on the right side. Leone, left wing. Ball over his head, gives it to Bassage, fires up a three off the back iron, rebound for the Hilltoppers going the other way now. Adams will conduct the offense, raising up his right hand to move his teammates to the correct spots. Now dribbles over to his right. Conan back to Adams, right wing. Adams, lob pass inside, the layup too strong off the glass, no good. We're still scoreless just over 30 seconds into the game.
Well, that would have been sweet, but just a little bit off.
Yep, that was a set play, I think.
Yep.
Lob.
Ormont's floater is good for the first points, and it's a 2-0 lead for Arrowhead. Marquette working around the perimeter. Meehan. Now to Minasali. Out to Johnson. Johnson into the paint on the near side. Johnson fighting through contact, tries to go through it, doesn't get it, but gets his own rebound, brings it out to the far corner. Now he'll drive back inside, goes right-handed scoop, no good, but another rebound for the Hilltoppers. Minasali down low. The floater from 4 feet is good for Nolan Minasali.
It makes it look easy when you get three shots at the basket.
Yeah. Offensive rebounding.
We saw that as a theme last night against Arrowhead for the Neenah Rockets. And we've got a whistle. It's going to be a foul going against Marquette on a shot attempt by Gilbert. And Dennis mentioned it in the pregame. Jace Gilbert going to Iowa State to be a Cyclone, not to play basketball, but he's going to be on the D-line for the football team.
We're way up in the second second rim, and you can tell how big he is from way up here.
He's listed at 6'4", and that looks true, but they don't have his weight listed.
About 250.
About 250. Yeah. Oh, just a load down low on the block, and he's athletic, too. They list him as a guard. He misses the first free throw, but he hits the second.
You take a charge against him, you get a purple heart.
3-2, Arrowhead leading early in this Division I state championship game. Conan fires up a three in the corner, and he knocks it down.
And that's going to be a theme. If they can hit threes, this could be a long night for Arrowhead.
Yeah, that's what Arrowhead's got to close out on, those three-point shooters. That was their second key. Didn't that time.
Leone spinning into the paint. Fadeaway jumper from 10 feet is good. Sam Leone with his first bucket. We're tied at 5. Minasali to Conan. Now Adams. Adams wheeling to the top of the key. Over to the corner. Open three. Mahan is no good. Rebound for Basich. Basich brings it across the midline. Ormont near corner. Over to Basich. Top of the key. Dribbles over to his right, hands it off to Hossie. Now a lob pass to Gilbert down low. Gilbert spinning in the paint, through contact, can't convert, gets an offensive rebound. There's a whistle.
He stepped on,
called a foul.
Number 23, Nolan Minasali.
Minasali picking up his first foul.
Conan
was down there too, and Minasali swatting at the ball as Gilbert was going up. So he picks up his first. Arrowhead inbounds. Minasali strips it away from Basich. He's bringing it down the near sideline. Takes it all the way into the paint through contact. And it's going to be a hoop and the harm off of a blocking foul. Nolan Minasali doing what he did in the semifinals, trying to take over early for Marquette.
He's got to be careful because they don't have a real – Marquette does not have a real deep bench. And that could have been his second foul.
Right. He saw him just kind of push the ball. And that could have been an offensive foul, right?
Yeah.
Minasali too strong on the free throw, so it's a rebound for Arrowhead. Marquette leads 7-5. Leone running the offense. Goes into the paint, kicks out to the far wing for Basich, who wheels into the paint. Left hand, no good. Rebound for Johnson and Marquette on a fast break.
This is what Johnson they want
to do. Holds up, tried to pass off to Minasali. It goes out off the hand of Gilbert, who's not happy with the official on that call. And we have a timeout on the floor as this is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania. And Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania is brought to you by the GRB Academy. It's baseball for the serious player. The GRB Academy wants to be part of your plan to reach your potential. All year long, utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and 6,000 square foot weight room. Personal lessons are available year round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information.
Both these teams are high scoring. Arrowhead averaging 70, almost 78 a game, and Marquette almost 79 a game. You can see Marquette really wants to push the pace to get theirs, whereas Arrowhead would prefer to dump it inside. But again, we just in the last game, we had a couple 40-point scores, and you look at what Basich did in the sectional final, 43 points, a career high. So he could explode at any moment. That game, he was 6 of 9. One thing I've been impressed with, too, with the better players, really good free throw shooters.
Yes.
He's got a lot of good free throw shooting here, which is that a lost art, Steve?
Yeah, well, for some kids it is. It definitely is.
14:56 to go in the first half, 7-5. Marquette inbounding, and Gilbert swats away a shot attempt from Meehan.
Not in my house.
I was expecting the old Dikembe Mutombo finger wag off of that one. Marquette keeps possession. Adams with it. Far wing guarded by Leone. Over to Conan, right wing. Conan dribbles between his legs. And he dribbles it off of his leg. Ball's on the deck. There's a scrum for it. And I didn't see are they going to get Gilbert on a foul here?
He said, hey, that's just a fumble recovery.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't, decapitate the guy. I didn't do anything wrong. Instead, it's going to stay with Marquette.
Yep, Alton possessed.
Minasali into the elbow, kicks out for Konen, and no good on the three attempt rebound for Arrowhead. Leone, left wing. Hands off to Bassich, top of the key. Skips it inside for Gilbert. Gilbert on the near block, threw a double team off the glass, and good. Jace Gilbert with 3 of the 7 points for Arrowhead, and we're tied at 7-all. Three attempt for Marquette. That rattles out. Bassich gets another rebound. He's going to try and go quickly, even though it's 1-on-4. Now he wheels out to the near wing. Crosses over, drives inside, hop step off the glass, no good. Rebound Johnson and the Hilltoppers. Meehan, near wing, skip pass inside for Minasali. Underneath the bucket, through a double team, throws it up, and it rattles in, but it's a travel down low.
Great hustle there by Bassich. He is attacking the rim on offense and on defense. He got down there, and he forced that travel.
The Marquette student section not happy with that travel call, but Steve, that was the right call.
I think it was in replay. Yeah. It didn't look. I questioned it in live, but in replay, yep, looked like a travel.
Now we have a whistle about 20 feet from the rim. Bassich tried to drive past Konen, and he got his arm out in front of him and caught him on the shoulder. That's the first foul on Konen.
Yeah, well, one more foul, we match what we had the whole first half of the first game.
The mid-range jumper from Leone, no good. Rebound Marquette. Marquette going quickly. Minasali spinning into the paint, right hand off the glass, no good. Rebound for Gilbert. Leone quickly up ahead, off the hands of Resch, and it's going to be out of bounds. And Resch holding his hands out like, what happened? What did you guys do wrong?
It's that new ball feel.
Good-looking freshman. Averaging almost 9 points a game, one of the top freshmen in the state, according to his coach. Played 42 minutes last night.
13 minutes to go in the first half. Adams driving, and it's another block by Gilbert. He's already got two.
That's going to kill
them. Oh, but they're going to be a foul.
Let's look at this.
Oh. Body. You get body.
Yeah, as we're looking at the replay here at the Kohl Center. Yeah, he kind of angled himself in.
Yep, a little bit of body. Ball was clean. That's why you're hearing the crowd.
Yep.
Adams' first free throw is good. It's an 8-7 lead.
Now you're at the question, do you ride him or do you pull him at this point? He's only got one, though.
That's only his first. Only two team fouls for Arrowhead. The second one is good for TJ Adams. We're exactly 13 minutes remaining in the first half. 9-7 lead for the Marquette Hilltoppers in this Division I state championship game from the Kohl Center. Leone walking across the center stripe over to the right wing. Ormount, right free throw line extended into the elbow. Lob pass inside to Gilbert. Gilbert's blocked from behind by Minasali. He'll bring it across the center line. Slows it down now. Adams, top of the key, far corner. Minasali, jab step, fires up the three, and it's nothing but net for Nolan Minasali.
And they get a lot of their threes in transition. You know, that was one or two passes, and it went up.
Notice he's got a tape on the right hand. He had dislocated finger.
Oh, we thought he was trying to put spin on the ball, yeah. Dennis. That's what we said in the semifinal.
We thought it was a Tiger Woods tape up your finger thing.
He talked about it last night. Asked about it. He didn't have tape on at the press conference. We asked where it was.
We had a ball knocked out of bounds by off of the hand of Marquette, so it stays with Arrowhead. 12:15 to go. 12-7 lead for Marquette. Leone, right wing. Wheels into the near elbow, has to skip it out to Resch on the near wing. Resch wheels inside, kicks out for Bassich. Bassich now on the drive. Bassich into some contact off the back of the iron. Rebound for Gilbert. Gilbert through
right
Johnson.
Through it.
And it's going to be a charge.
There's your second.
Yep.
So now what do you do?
What would you do?
I'd pull him right now and at least give him a minute to settle down.
He got away with a couple of those last night.
Yeah.
Different night, different calls.
So I'd sit, let him. You know, you're only 7 minutes in. You're down 5. If you get down 10 or 12, then you maybe have to put him back in.
And Gilbert does head to the bench. Cochran checks in for him. Minasali fires up another three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for the Warhawks of Arrowhead in their all-white home uniforms as Bassage goes from right to left across the midline. Crosses over, spinning into the paint, loses possession of it. It's a fast break. Minasali trying to get out of the ball. He does, and he slams it home. 14-7 lead. Nolan Minasali off the dunk. We have a timeout on the floor. The Warhawks take their first. We're going to take it with them as you're listening to the Division I state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division I state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
With it now, Leone on the far elbow has to kick it out to Bassage on the far wing, driving into the paint, right low block. We have a whistle on the layup attempt. This will send Bassage to the line. And that's on 21 Thad Hoffman, his first foul. And the fourth team foul for the Hilltoppers, who lead 14-7. Bassage gets his first point of the game. And now we have a close-up of Bassage as he's at the line. He's got a big swollen lip.
You can see it on the lip for sure.
Second one too strong off the back iron. Rebound for the Hilltoppers. 14-8 lead for Marquette with 11 minutes to go. Minasali, far left wing. Handing it off to Adams. Minasali sets a screen for him. Adams drives in. Right hand goes off of the rim and in.
Bounce, bounce, bounce in. Yeah.
Just how he drew it up, right? 16-8 lead. 10:45 to go in the first half. Resch, far right wing. Hands it to Bassage. Bassage wheels into the top of the key, pulls up at the free throw line, kicks out Resch, corner three, and it's nothing but net and good for Trey Resch, who hits a tray. 5-point lead for Marquette. Conan wanted to go baseline.
Is that a tray?
It is a tray, Dennis. Minasali splitting a double team, kicks it out to Conan, pulls up from the elbow, 15-foot jumper just rattles out. Rebound for Arrowhead.
Getting close to goaltending on that one. Just kept his hands back.
Ormont fires up a three, and he knocks it down. Back-to-back triples for the Warhawks.
There we go, back in.
And now it's only a 2-point lead for Marquette, 16-14. Minasali pulls up from 15, and it rattles home. Nolan Minasali, 11 of the 18 points for Marquette, who lead by 4. Leone for the Warhawks, into the elbow, gives it off to Ormont. Ormont spinning in the lane, kicks out another corner three for Resch. This one rattles off the rim, no good, rebound Marquette. Adams, over to Hoffman, near corner three, that's too strong. Novotny gets the rebound for Marquette, they keep it. Conan's going to fire up a corner three, that one's off the rim, no good, and it's another rebound for the Warhawks. Ormont gets trapped on the sideline, gives it off to Bassage. Bassage drives inside, and it's another and one for Bennett Bassage.
The Marquette foul is at number 30, Cade Conan.
Cade Conan picking up his second foul now.
Bassage at the line, shooting wide.
So Bassage, chance to make this a 1-point game. Jeremiah Johnson checking in for Conan, who has two. When do you think we're going to see Gilbert come back in for Arrowhead here with 9:05 to go in the half?
I wouldn't now. You're making a run, so I would save him as long as you possibly can. Once the game is close.
Timeout on the floor.
Bassage hitting that free throw. We have a timeout on the floor. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. So what has Arrowhead been doing differently here, Dennis, that you've been seeing for them to get back into this game?
I haven't seen him dump the ball in his, well, they don't have Gilbert. That's probably the big difference there now. So they're spreading the ball around. They've got five different players that have scored. And I don't know. Yeah, like I said, Steve, they're making a little run here.
Well,
so
they've hit some threes.
Bench.
They've hit a couple threes. Mm-hmm. They were 0 for before 0 for, they hit them. And now they've hit, now they're 2 for 4. So that's the big one. And they're taking it to the rim. You know, they're attacking. There's been a couple of old-fashioned three-point plays. So, and to be honest, Marquette's going to live and die by that three-pointer. Mm-hmm. If they start hitting them, that could be a 12-point game before you know it, because they've already taken twice as many as Arrowhead.
And they are 2 of 8 from the line. Minasali with it. Novotny near corner. Crosses over, drives into the paint, has a shot blocked, and it's an old-school three-point play for Novotny. Tommy Novotny, the running back on the state champion football team for Marquette, heads to the line to make it a 4-point game. Marquette leads. Novotny can't convert on the free throw. Leone, left wing for Arrowhead. Spinning into the elbow. Pulls up at about 10 feet. Now skips it out to Cochran. Back to Leone on the near wing. Bassage, top of the key. Bassage pulls up for three, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Marquette. Minasali losing the pass off of that rebound from Hoffman. Able to pick it up, though, and he'll drive right inside. Fadeaway jumper, and the 10-foot jumper is good for Nolan Minasali.
Looks like a layup. Those mid-range jumpers.
He's so good at those. He's good at the threes. I mean, he's good at everything. I don't know why I'm just trying to pick out one thing for him.
Yeah, 6 of 8 right now. He's hot. We're going to have to do something to get him off his mark.
Bassage over the corner. Leone on the near side. Jab step. He's guarded by Novotny. Oh. Spinning into the paint. He gets Novotny up in the air, and he'll head to the line to shoot two. Tommy Novotny gets his first foul.
I don't think he ever thought he was going to make that shot. I think it was all about getting him airborne.
Yep.
And Sam Leone, the senior guard, definitely looked like a senior with that play. The first one is good. So, Steve, why is it when you have a great player like Gilbert on the bench with foul trouble, you see your team sometimes play better?
I know. It happened to us in the regional finals with Beloit and their center. Sometimes it's about you're changing the type of game you're playing, too. You know, they're not looking inside as much. They're attacking. They're shooting the threes. So sometimes it's what happens when you pull the person. It's not necessarily the person.
22-19, Marquette leading Arrowhead. With 7:45 to go in the first half. Adams thought about a three, instead passes it off to the corner to Johnson, who gives it back to Minasali. Over to Hoffman, right wing three, that's off the front of the rim. Rebound bounces around. It looks like we're going to have a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to be on Jeremiah Johnson.
And we're shooting free throws.
17 foul on
Nickel Toppers. They at first went to the baseline. I was like, wait, no, Dennis, I've got the same number of fouls that you do. Sometimes the referee's just kind of forgetting how many fouls there are.
Yeah.
So as a coach, Steve, how, like, do you say, like, oh, no, wait, we're over there? Like, do you, you know, suggest it to them, or do you just let them play it out?
What do you mean?
If they like start lining up for the baseline and the officials forget how many fouls.
And sometimes we'll only have 4 or 5 fouls I'll ask you for in the bonus just to remind them they haven't blown the whistle, you know?
Yeah.
Off of the missed free throw.
If I was Marquette right now, I'd say next time there's a foul, I'd go, it's a bonus, and they would see it's only 5. It's a subtle reminder, but it works sometimes.
Got to play those mind games a little bit. Johnson on the inbound. 3-point lead for Marquette. McDivitt passes it out to Meehan. Over to Johnson. Wheels in. Kicks out Minasali. 3, and it's nothing but net for Nolan Minasali. He's up to 16 points now.
16 of their 25.
Yeah.
And it's a 6-point lead for Marquette. Resch gets cut off in the paint, tried to pass out. Johnson gets the steal. Thought about going quickly, and now he'll start to accelerate. Goes into the elbow, wheels out to the near wing. Kicks it out to Meehan. Minasali, right free throw line extended. Adams, top of the key. Passes off to Johnson, near corner three, and that goes. It's raining threes in the Kohl Center for the Marquette Hilltoppers. It's a 9-point lead, 28-19, 6:20 to go in the first half. Bassich spinning in, has to kick out to Leone, right wing. Nearly has the ball poked away, wanted to try and get it inside, but has to back it out to the top of the key. Dribbles between his legs, hesitates, thought about a 16-footer, instead hands it off to Cochran. Cochran goes inside. Goes through the contact. He gets fouled on the shot attempt. Cochran heading to the line to shoot two. TJ Adams picks up his second foul.
Andy Cochran's at the line shooting two.
And again, it comes and goes with their three-point shots.
And the first free throw's no good.
You know, usually if you have one or two players that can shoot threes, but they have... They've made over 280 threes, which is a lot for a high school team.
The second one is good. It's an 8-point lead for Marquette. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take it as well as you're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the Division I state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin. Johnson on the near wing, spinning into the paint, gets under the elbow, kicks out to Minasali. Minasali up top for Novotny, fires up a three. That goes off the back of the rim, and Jace Gilbert is back in the game, and he gets the rebound for Arrowhead.
Yeah, that would seize up about 6 minutes there. Let's see if they can attack. 44 free throw attempts last night. That tells you a lot, too, attacking the paint.
Leone.
Gilbert's back in, too. Yep. It's like, wow.
And right now, Novotny trying to defend him. Feel bad for Novotny. Is a three attempts no good. Gilbert able to pull in the rebound.
Like you said, Novotny's like, what? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, he was. So, Steve, he was, Novotny there was trying to box out against Jace Gilbert, doing what he's supposed to do. But then as Gilbert jumped up, they call a foul on Novotny.
Yeah, so, I know. It's sometimes the little guys.
What is he supposed
former,
to do?
Not much. Just you almost got to fall, and you almost got to fall down.
Yeah. But Gilbert misses the free throw. Now a whistle.
We got a lane violation.
Looks like that's on McDevitt, the quarterback of the football team. So Gilbert will shoot another one. This one misses as well. McDevitt gets the rebound. 8-point lead, 5:15 to go in the first half. 28-20, Marquette up. Johnson right of the point, NBA three, and he rattles it home. Jeremiah Johnson with two threes in the first half. It's an 11-point Marquette lead. Bassich drives in, excuse me, that was Leone. He drives in and draws the foul.
And the way he shot free throws last night, he just wants to shoot free throws tonight.
Leone.
Four of 11 last night. Oh, Leone?
Yeah.
He was awesome last night.
Yeah. 12 of 14 from the line. 12 points on the game.
Yeah.
And the first one's good for Leone.
He wants to shoot free throws tonight.
Yeah, that first one for Gilbert was a lane violation on the last time, and he still missed the second shot.
Yeah, so we were talking about Hack a Shack last night, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, that's what we were talking about down there, too.
Yeah, you know.
Just keep following. That's the guy to follow. That's the guy
I teach that in stats class, so.
Yeah.
Leone hits on the second one. Johnson quickly. Oh. Is another shot blocked by Gilbert. Jace Gilbert making his presence felt in the post. Leone, top of the key, has a screen from Gilbert. Thought about the three, instead lobs it inside for Jace Gilbert. Jace misses the first time, gets his own rebound, and he puts it back in. Jace Gilbert with 5 points, but he has two fouls and seven rebounds so far. McDivitt, top of the key for Marquette. Wheeling in, has to kick it outside. Minasali able to pick it up, skip pass down low, Novotny, and he is wide open to just put it in.
Gilbert could have gotten that third foul on that one.
I think he thought about it. He kind of hesitated as he was about to go up. 9-point lead for Marquette, 33-24. Resch firing up a three, and it's nothing but net. Another Trey for Trey. 6-point game, 33-27, 3:50 remaining in the first half. McDevitt, far corner, out to the top of the key, Novotny. Now Johnson, near corner, jab steps to his right, dribbles left, spinning around, tries to go baseline, hesitates on the block, picks up his dribble, kicks it out, wing three, and it goes in. Peter McDevitt, his first points of the game, 9-point lead. Resch between the circles. Over to the left. That's Blake Bassett, younger brother of Bennett, who's now in. He has it on the left wing. Lobs it in for Gilbert. And McDivitt's going to pick up a foul as Gilbert was getting that entry pass. McDevitt now with two fouls. So a few players here for Marquette with multiple fouls.
If I was coaching this game, I would be reminding the officials of the foul ratio.
Yes. It's 11-4 right
yes,
now.
Yes, 11-4. I might get scolded or teed for it, but I would definitely let them know.
How often do you pick up a tee in a game because you're letting the officials know about something you're not?
Okay, I'm not going to go down that road.
That's a secret.
Yes, comments like that have gotten me tees before. Unjust tees, if I may say so myself.
You're not biased at all.
I'm not biased at all.
36-29, Gilbert hit the second free throw. Johnson, near free throw line extended. Minasali now in the far wing. Skips it inside Hoffman. Hoffman still has his dribble. Instead drops it off to Novotny. He misses. Hoffman gets the rebound. He's double-teamed. Passes off McDivitt. McDivitt has it blocked away by Gilbert. Minasali picks it up. Wing three. That rattles off. No good. Rebound Bassich and Arrowhead.
Two offensive rebounds at least, right?
Yeah. Ormount fires up a three for Arrowhead. That's no good. Marquette has the rebound, leading by seven. Minasali dumps off to Novotny. His shot's blocked by Ormount. Arrowhead now. And there's going to be a charge called on Leone as he tried to drive inside. Tommy Novotny drawing that charge. We have a couple of substitutions. Prep Mania is brought to you by UW Credit Union. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union is proud to support student-athletes around the area and across the state. Listen to ESPN Madison and follow along on social media to learn each week about the featured UW Credit Union student-athlete of the week. So, Coach Steve Collins, three-time state champion. You've been in this game multiple times, and there's something you pointed out in the last timeout about Arrowhead. You feel like they kind of look a little sluggish here in the first half.
They do, and part of it might be the foul trouble. Part of it, the ball really wasn't going in there for a while. Part of it is they played an extra half a game yesterday. But I think they've got – when I said that, you know, 8 minutes ago in game time, I think it's changed a little bit, I think. They've been able to give some people some rest. You know, they just pulled out Gilbert again. Don't want him to pick up his third in the last 2:14 of the half. So, I mean, I think Arrowhead has an advantage that their bench is probably a little bit deeper than Marquette. So that probably is helpful considering they played in that quadruple overtime yesterday.
I think getting Gilbert back in there, too.
Yeah.
They started to look inside a little bit more.
Marquette Hilltoppers with it, working around the perimeter. Novotny over to Hoffman on the far corner. Now McDevitt left of the point. He drives into the far low post. Skip pass inside for Hoffman. It goes everywhere around the rim and finally drops.
In and
Brad
out.
Hoffman.
Shooter's touch.
38-29. Bassich just answers back with a three, walks right into it. Bennett Bassich up to 7 points. It's a six-point lead for Marquette. 90 seconds to go in the half. Minasali kicks out to McDevitt. He drives inside, gives it off for Minasali. He can't get it to go. Rebound for Arrowhead.
Arrowhead's doing a very good job of running him off the three-point line. They're just not making their inside shots.
Bassich steps into another three. Hoffman rips down the rebound for Marquette. Johnson passes inside for McDevitt, and it's going to be a charge called on Peter McDevitt. That's his third foul now. He's shaking his head as he walks back down the other way, and he'll actually walk over to the bench now after he picked up his third foul. So fouls becoming
an issue
here now, Dennis.
Yep.
We're down to a minute to go in the first half. Six-point lead for Marquette, 38-32. Bassich into the paint through a double team, and it's going to go out off of Bassich as he tried to get the rebound on a missed shot. Arrowhead, coaching staff, bench, everyone wearing red here for Arrowhead, confused by that one. It's a six-point lead for Marquette. Clock running at 48 seconds to go. Minasali holding in that far corner. Now over to Meehan. Novotny left of the point. Now Hoffman gives it over to Johnson. Johnson to Meehan, right wing. He's guarded by Bassich. Now Minasali trying to hold for the last shot. We're down to 25 seconds. Six-point lead, 38-32.
I take it. We were talking a little bit about shot clock last night toward the end of the games.
This might have been a solid spot for one if you're in favor of that. Minasali just dribbling back and forth down to 10 seconds to go at midcourt. Now down to 5. Minasali setting up, driving inside, kicks it out corner 3 for Hoffman, and he knocks it down to end the half. Thad Hoffman with a huge 3, and it's a 9-point lead headed into the locker rooms for Marquette, 41-32. Bucks fans, catch the weekly pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talks about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get podcasts. 41-32, our score at the half. Marquette leading Arrowhead in this Division I championship game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down the first half of action as you're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation. We'll take one more break when we come back, the second half of action, before we crown a Division I state champion here at the Kohl Center. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin. Out of the halftime break, Arrowhead started with the ball. They missed a shot attempt down low by Gilbert. So now Marquette has the ball with 17 minutes left to go in the basketball season. Minasali, top of the key. Over to Johnson, right wing. Johnson wheeling inside, spinning down low, kicks it out top for an open three, and that one's off to the right, no good. Rebound rattling around, pulled in by the Warhawks. Bassich on the far sideline brings it across the center stripe from left to right. Leone, right wing, holds the ball above his head, lobs it into Gilbert on the near low block. Gilbert spinning inside, spins through a double team, no good. Rebound for Meehan. And then Gilbert falls over as he tried to get back up the floor. He's okay, though, and back up. Marquette working around the perimeter. Adams, right wing. Now Johnson on the far corner. Johnson wheels inside, stops, kicks out to Adams on the near corner. Adams skip pass down low. And they'll just back it back out. Conan. Now Adams right wing. Looks to his right. Now goes back to the left to Johnson left wing. Johnson wheeling inside, stops, pulls up, kicks out. They'll just keep working there the perimeter. And Adams open corner three, and it's nothing but net for TJ Adams.
Great ball movement.
Yeah, 45 seconds off the clock, and they get a wide-open three.
Leone, top of the key. Ormont, wheeling inside. Bassich, near free throw line extended, drives inside, gives a little shoulder push, doesn't get called for it, and the floater is good for Bennett Bassich. He's up to 9 points in the game. But they trail by 10, does Arrowhead. 44-34. Adams out to Cochran, or excuse me, Conan. And Conan, nothing but net for three. Suddenly it's a 13-point lead for Marquette. Bassich tries to answer back. That hits front rim. No good. Rebound Marquette. Adams wheels all the way to the baseline, circles around, passes underneath, and Meehan's open. Or Minasali is open. Steve Collins is signaling for a timeout, and Arrowhead's going to take one.
7-2 run right out of
it.
Yep,
you can feel it.
Yep.
A 7-2 run, and it's a 49-34 lead early in the second half for Marquette, as this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison, or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. So, Steve, we heard Dennis just say 7-2 run coming out of the locker room for Marquette. What does Arrowhead need to do to stop this run now?
I'd go into Gilbert. And the thing is, I would take away the threes at this point. Yeah. You know, you got to let them drive to the basket. Gilbert's got to play like he doesn't have two fouls. I mean, he's got to play like he's got zero fouls at this point. But I just, you can't let them shoot the. And again, they're so big that they're going to get to the rim and they're going to get some shots, but you got to take that away, I think.
So you even want to take away those threes, even if it means like a huge momentum dunk from Minnesota?
I think so. I think you do. I mean, they're 9-for-20 from three. That's pretty good. Like, I'll take that. If any of my guys are listening, I'll take 9-for-20 every game.
And they've done it in almost a half.
I know.
Arrowhead. With it, Bassich goes into the elbow, has the ball poked away, and it's going to be out off of Arrowhead. Not the way you want to come out of a timeout, huh, Dennis?
No. You got to set play, and they didn't even get to run it. Basically, a turnover right away.
It's a 15-point lead, 49-34. Johnson bounces pass down low, and Minasali lays it in.
Taking over, 20th point. Turnover 7-2 right now for Arrowhead. Incredible Marquette's been able to do, taking care of the basketball.
Resch, top of the key for Arrowhead. Gives it off to Leone. Thought about a wing three, instead drives inside, gets his defender in the air. And it's the hoop and the harm.
Is that his first bucket of the
weekend? That is. That's the first time we've seen Sam Leone make a shot.
Yeah, he's a very good free throw shooter, I can tell you that, after last night.
Actually, he had one field goal in the first half.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He had six and a half.
I just assumed that
Right, he complained last night. Yeah, I didn't just shoot very well. He was 0-for-1.
Yes.
You got to take shots, right?
Yes.
You say it all the time, Dennis. You got to shoot to get hot and shoot to stay hot. 51-37. Minasali, right wing. Marquette working around the perimeter. Driving in was Adams. Kicks out for Johnson. Johnson down low. The right-handed layup is good with the contact.
Marquette is so good at driving to the basket. And if they don't have a direct line, then they pass it out for the three.
Gilbert on the near block has the ball poked away. Is able to push it out for Leone. Leone goes up, and he's going to be fouled. Adams thought that he poked the ball away. And then he gives a little point to some of the Arrowhead students who they were giving the crying, you know, hands to Adams that time.
I think they just lost the sportsmanship award.
Yes. And that's third foul for Adams.
And Leone's free throw, of course, is good.
I feel like all I've been doing is watching him shoot free throws this weekend.
But he's just so good at it where I'm kind of okay with it.
I know, yes.
And, of course, Leone hits the second one. He has 5 points this half. Trailing by 14 is Arrowhead.
7-7 from the line again.
Johnson dribbling inside for Marquette. Has to lob it out to Minasali, left of the point. He raises his right hand up to direct his teammates. He's guarded by Bassich. Minasali driving inside through the contact, off the glass, no good. Rebound Leone. He's going to go quickly. As Resch fell over, Leone lobs it into Gilbert, kicks it out for Bassich on the wing. Bassich spinning inside. There's going to be a whistle. It's going to be a foul on Minasali. He's trying to have a conversation with the ref, trying to figure out what exactly he did wrong.
Second.
And again, Marquette seems to not be getting the whistle tonight. It's 3-0 as far as fouls go again.
And why is that, Steve?
That's a great question, because they're both playing man-to-man. I think Arrowhead's maybe attacking the rim a little bit more.
15-5, though.
Yeah. Bassich does attack the rim, but it goes off the front of the iron. Fast break. Johnson, and he lays it in, and he gets the foul, too. Jeremiah Johnson on the fast break. He's going to head to the line to make try and make this a 17-point lead.
Johnson to the line, shooting one.
And it's Leone's third foul. Starting to pile up a little bit here. That's just six.
There and Johnson is able to hit the free throw. Johnson now up to 11 points. Leone wheels into the paint, skips it down low to Bassich. It goes out off the hands of Marquette, though, and it'll stay with the Warhawks.
So I'd get the ball into Gilbert at this point. You need to just get a score.
They inbound to Leone, who they get it down low to Gilbert, gets his man up, and he lays it in wide open for Jace Gilbert.
2-for-7, but get a few more of those, that shooting percentages can start going up.
Well, it can change the momentum a little bit too, Dennis. I think that's the key.
Yeah, definitely.
Adams, like, far corner.
I know what you felt up here last night, but down there watching, it's like every time the ball went in, this is going to score.
Yeah.
This is going to score.
Yeah. Or draw a foul.
Yeah. And miss a free throw.
Yes.
He's doing a better job at the free throw line tonight. 3-of-5 after going 4-of-11.
15-point Marquette lead. They're just going to slow it down. Not quite do the four-corner Dean Smith offense, but still pretty close as they just are going to try and wind down as much clock as they can on the rest of their possessions, leading by 15, 56-14. We've got 12:30 to go in this Division I championship game. Adams drives in, dishes it off down low for Conan, and he is able to put it in. Cade Conan, 5 points in the half. He's up to 8 on the night. Leone, shot fake, bounces it down low for Gilbert. Gilbert is able to draw the foul, doesn't convert on his shot, but he'll head to the line for 2 free throws. Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina is the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chile, their famous chips and fresh guac, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquale'scantina.com. Bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest, Pasquale's Cantina. And Gilbert missing the first free throw for Arrowhead. He does get one more, though.
Adam just picked up his fourth and took a seat on the bench.
And Gilbert missing the second one. Bassich fighting for the rebound, and there's going to be a whistle on either Minasali or Meehan.
24 for Marquette, Ryan Meehan, first personal.
And it is Meehan. Meehan picking up his first foul, fifth team foul. It's only one for Arrowhead. Bassich gets the inbound. Shot's blocked from behind, and it's picked up by Marquette. It's poked away, though, and we're going to have a jump ball on the floor. And now they finally signal to it as Bassich was fighting for it on the deck with Meehan. So the arrow will go the way of Marquette. 11:58 to go in the game. Marquette leading by 17, 58-14. Johnson crossing the midline from right to left in the road Navy uniforms for Marquette. He goes all the way in,
travel
down low, but he travels as he was trying to get his defender in the air and try and get an open layup attempt, and he was kind of questioning what happened there.
And that 17-6 foul ratio could come into play down the stretch if Arrowhead can cut it a little bit here.
Bassage, far wing, gets it inside for Gilbert through a double team, but he can't convert down low, and it's another rebound for Marquette. Minasali up top to Hoffman. Now over to Johnson. Between the circles for Meehan. Dribbles between his legs, passes to the near wing for Minasali. Now Hoffman near corner. He'll loop up to the top of the key. Novotny right wing. Novotny drives to the top of the key, pulls up at the near elbow, and kicks it out to the corner. Marquette again just going to try and eat away at the clock as it ticks away. 11 minutes to go. Novotny down low. Hoffman and Hoffman. Oh. It rattles out. Rebound for Gilbert.
Use the backboard.
The backboard is your friend.
Yes.
Why is it that so many high schoolers don't like the backboard, it feels like, Steve?
That's a great question.
Is it just not as cool?
It's not as cool.
Yeah.
It's like shooting underhand. It's like shooting an underhand free throw. They're not going to do that, even though it might be better.
And a couple of three attempts that are no good from Arrowhead, and then Gilbert trying to pick up the ball, and he was on the baseline. Yeah. We have a timeout on the floor, 58-41 our score, 10:32 to go in the ball game, and we will take a timeout as well as you're listening to the Division I state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division I state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the
.10:32 to go in the game. It's a 17-point lead for Marquette. Hilltoppers in this one looking for their first ever WIAA state championship. They did win 15 WISAA titles. So those don't, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. You guys are the historians. You've been around longer than me, not to call you guys old, but those don't count to the what is now the current format for high school basketball, correct?
Yeah, you mentioned WISA. People go, what?
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was.
Well, it's been 24 years of 2000.
Coach Novak, it was Coach Novak, wasn't it, Coach Dennis?
Yes.
I mean, he was like 590 or something.
He was Paul. Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the real legends of the Milwaukee area and of the state. That's when the Wisconsin tournament used to be held at the Milwaukee Arena where the Bucks played.
We have a travel by Marquette. Is that the Mecca then?
Yeah, I'm an old Wisconsin guy. Went to British and Campion, Dominican, and St. Lawrence is where I ended up graduating from. But my sister went to Dominican when they had a long winning streak. Mm-hmm. Remember the history.
And it's hard. With 9:50 left in this game, it's like it's too early to pull the ball out.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, there's this fine line between taking good shots, and you don't want to take the gas off the pedal if you're Marquette. So.
But you don't want to be aggressive, and then you're turning the ball
over, and they're getting layups.
But you don't want to come down to quick possessions either.
Yeah, so it's this really fine line of what do you do? You got to get some stops, but what do you do offensively?
Is that the hardest thing to figure out as a coach?
It is, and it's hard to. I mean, you got to practice it. But
inside
to
Gilbert,
it went from 17-15. So now, if they get a couple stops, it can become a single digit, and then kids start looking at the scoreboard.
Minasali drives in. Gilbert had made a layup on the other end, and now Minasali draws a foul as he drove inside.
Ooh, that's big.
Especially when he's the best free throw shooter that Arrowhead has.
Yes.
He's talking with the official, trying to get an explanation. The first one is good for Minasali. It's 59-43. The second one is good. Nolan Minasali up to 22 points. It's a 17-point lead for the Hilltoppers of Marquette. Bassett drives baseline, kicks it out. Ormont, near corner, drives to the elbow. Out for Leone, who fires up a three, and that's no good. Rebound Marquette. Minasali, skip pass ahead to Novotny. Off the glass, and good.
It was a spinny. It's one of those side spin passes.
That's the best pass for the tournament, I think, I've seen. That, how far that had to go, too, and accurate.
And all of a sudden, it's a 19-point lead for Marquette. Bassett driving in.
No, a hand check.
And Hoffman.
And that's the hard thing when you're playing. It's like that's been that bump and that foul has been happening all game. And now you call it. Like, so as coaches, all we want is consistency. If you're going to call it, then call it.
Would you rather see 30 fouls called and they're just calling everything than it being very off and now we've got
either you
got
to let them play or you got to call it. Mm-hmm. Like, pick one.
Minasali picking up his third foul.
And we're at the free throw line now.
And now they're in the bonus.
8 minutes. Stops the clock.
Yep. And the foul ratio is still 19-7.
Yes.
Bassett at the line hitting the first one. He's up to 10 points as well as 7 rebounds and 2 assists. Just filling up the stat sheet tonight. And the second one is good for the UW-Green Bay commit. 62-45, 8:45 to go in the game. Minasali. Now it's a Hoffman between the circles. Hoffman over onto the right wing. He wanted Minasali, but it goes out of bounds. Bassett never touched it, so another turnover, and this is what you were talking about, Steve.
Yep.
You get a stop, you can start getting things going, get that momentum.
Yeah, you don't
back.
Feel like the momentum's in Marquette's way on side right now, but they're up 17. But
that's kind of how we felt about Nina at times in the second half as well of the semifinal game against Arrowhead as Ormont knocks down a corner three. A.J. Ormont, his first points of the half, 62-48 now. Johnson to Novotny, up top, Hoffman, now Minasali left to the point, guarded by Bassett. And Minasali, no call, kicks over for a corner three, and Gilbert gets the miss. Quickly ahead, Resch, far wing. Now Bassett. Bassett goes inside, kicks out. Leone, wing three, and he knocks it down. It's an 11-point lead now for Marquette, and we have a timeout for Marquette. As we have a message during the postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
I got it single digits. Just like I said, creeping back. That was last rebound for Gilbert, his 10th, and now a double-double tonight.
Gilbert had a double-double in the semifinal game as well. So, again, we were just talking about it.
That. Momentum. Hey, I hate to do the math for you, Dennis, but it's still double digits. It's 11. But
they're close.
The math teacher's going to fix it for you.
I was thinking it was 61-52.
It's all right. But, yes, you can kind of feel it.
It is 11, yes.
It feels like it's a single digit.
It does, and you can feel it in there.
He was using his writer and that English, that feel of the game,
feel.
Steve. Not so analytical, you math teacher.
I know.
I thought I might be dyslexic there. I thought that was 52.
Hoffman down low for Marquette. He draws a foul. Wow. Doesn't convert on the layup. Gilbert now up to 3 fouls. 13
fouls. But now he's out there the rest of the game.
Yeah
you got to leave him at this point.
The first one is nothing but net and good for Hoffman. Hoffman now for the second. And it rattles home. 64-51, Marquette leads, 7:20 to go in this Division I state championship game. Leone.
Gives it off for Resch. Drives in. 12-foot jumper. That's off the front of the rim. No good. But Gilbert gets a rebound, and he puts it in through the contact. It's back to an 11-point game. A little bit of half-court trap. Hoffman on the motion W at midcourt, going right to left. Novotny, right wing. Gives it off for Konen. Konen dribbles up to the top of the key. Now Hoffman, right wing, backs it out. Novotny, top of the key. Novotny driving inside, slips and travels. Novotny trying to show off some of those football moves with that stop and hesitation, but just slipped on the floor and couldn't stay on his feet. 6:45 to go in the game. 64-53, Marquette leads. We're going to take a timeout as there's one on the floor. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division I State Championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
.6:37 to go in the game. We had a pass that was knocked out of bounds by Marquette. Arrowhead's ball going left to right as we see things at the Kohl Center. Leone, right free throw line extended. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Bassich on the same side. Bassich wheeling into the paint to the far low post. Gives it off for Gilbert, and we've got a foul on the floor. So it was before the shot attempt by Gilbert.
That's it. He's done.
TJ Adams fouling out. So TJ Adams fouls out with 7 points on the night.
Jace Gilbert will shoot 1-1.
But we saw a couple of big threes for TJ Adams to help get this lead for Marquette. Now Gilbert at the line. First one is up, and that one is nothing but net and good for Jace Gilbert. Gilbert coming off of a huge night last night in the semifinal, 34 points, 14 rebounds, and a block in 51 minutes of play in a quadruple overtime semifinal victory for Arrowhead. And Dennis, it stays a double-digit lead, 64-54.
I was rooting for it. Single digits. Get it down where it's a couple of possessions to go. We've had so many buzzer beaters in this.
The momentum's in Marquette's way on side right now, but they're up 17. But
that's kind of how we felt about Nina at times in the second half as well of the semifinal game against Arrowhead, as Ormont knocks down a corner three. AJ Ormont, his first points of the half. 62-48 now. Johnson to Novotny up top. Hoffman, now Minasali left to the point, guarded by Bassich. And Minasali, no call, kicks over for a corner three, and Gilbert gets the miss. Quickly ahead, Resch, far wing. Now Bassich. Bassich goes inside, kicks out. Leone, wing three, and he knocks it down. It's an 11-point lead now for Marquette, and we have a timeout for Marquette. As we have a message during the postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
I got it single digits. I said creeping back. That was last rebound for Gilbert, his 10th, and now a double-double tonight.
Gilbert had a double-double in the semifinal game as well. So again, we were just talking about it.
That momentum. Hey, I hate to do the math for you, Dennis, but it's still double digits. It's 11. But
the math teacher's
going to fix it for you.
I was thinking it was 61-52.
It's all right. But yes, you can kind of feel it.
It is 11, yes.
It feels like it's a single digit.
It does, and you can feel it in there.
He was using his writer and that English, that feel of the game, Steve. Not so analytical, you math teacher.
I know.
I thought I might be dyslexic there. I thought that was 52.
Hoffman down low for Marquette. He draws a foul, doesn't convert on the layup. Gilbert now up to three fouls. 13.
But now he's out there the rest of the game.
Yeah, you got to leave him at this point.
The first one is nothing but net and good for Hoffman. Hoffman now for the second. And it rattles home. 64-51, Marquette leads, 7:20 to go in this Division I state championship game. Leone gives it off for Resch, drives in, 12-foot jumper, that's off the front of the rim, no good, but Gilbert gets a rebound, and he puts it in through the contact. It's back to an 11-point game. A little bit of half-court trap. Hoffman on the motion W at midcourt, going right to left. Novotny, right wing. Gives it off for Conan. Conan dribbles up to the top of the key. Now Hoffman, right wing, backs it out. Novotny, top of the key. Novotny driving inside, slips and travels. Novotny trying to show off some of those football moves with that stop and hesitation, but just slipped on the floor and couldn't stay on his feet. 6:45 to go in the game. 64-53, Marquette leads. We're going to take a timeout as there's one on the floor. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin. Now Gilbert at the line. First one is up, and that one is nothing but net and good for Jace Gilbert. Gilbert coming off of a huge night last night in the semifinal, 34 points, 14 rebounds, and a block in 51 minutes of play in a quadruple overtime semifinal victory for Arrowhead. And Dennis, it stays a double-digit lead, 64-54.
I was rooting for it. Single digits. Get it down where it's a couple of possessions to go. We've had so many buzzer beaters in this one. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see a double-digit last one.
Minasali through the contact. Oh. Hammering it down on Jace Gilbert. Oh, my goodness. Nolan Minasali.
Could have been a foul.
That was with authority.
Yes.
Leone the other way, missing a three off the front of the rim. It's a 12-point lead for Marquette. 5:50 to go in the game. Minasali driving inside, kicks out to the corner. Meehan three, and he knocks it down. It's back to a 15-point lead.
I'd just say pick your poison, Steve. There it is. Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside.
Bassage fires up a three, and he does. He answers back with a three of his own. And, Dennis, I know it's your and Strofe's song, but let's do it.
Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
Oh, come on. Anything you can do.
I can do better.
Oh, my gosh.
They make me do that, Steve.
I know they do.
We don't make you.
You don't want me to. You don't want me to do it because it will sound like the Statler Brothers, you know. I'll be the baritone.
Hey, they're all right. Statler Brothers are all right.
69-57 as they show the replay of Minasali's dunk from a few moments ago. But it's still just a 12-point lead.
Four possessions. Yep.
Yep. And it feels like, though, some more momentum is coming as the Marquette student section is getting into it more after that authoritative dunk from Minasali.
Yeah. Sky King, he got up.
He's going to be so much fun to watch in college. I may be tuning in to some St. Thomas games. That's where he'll be going next year to play Division I basketball.
Marquette is all boys, right? I think it's an all-boys school, right?
Yeah.
School. Yeah, I'm looking at the student section. Yeah.
It's got a very baritone sound to it. And there's going to be a blocking foul on Gilbert. Nolan Minasali will shoot one to try and get his total up to 27 points. And it rattles through. 72-57 now. Marquette up with 5 minutes to go. The Hilltoppers looking for their first WIAA gold ball in boys basketball.
To go along with one in football from
last
fall.
Leone pulls up at the elbow, kicks out for Bassage three, and if Bennett has anything to say about it, he's saying, no, that gold ball, it's going to go to Arrowhead. Yes. So he knocks down a three.
17 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. Not quite matching that 43-point effort he had against DePere, but we'll see what he can do here down the stretch.
Trey Resch called for a foul, got a little too handsy with Jeremiah Johnson and forced him to slip on the floor. That's the sixth team foul for Arrowhead. Marquette at 8. Resch picking up his first foul. Leone does have 4 fouls as well, and he's still out on the floor for Arrowhead as they trail by 12.
We got 20 to 11, I think, now, so getting closer here in the fouls, but a little too late.
Johnson kicking out for Meehan, and he knocks down a 3.
Wow. I mean, they are 12 for 24.
Putting on a clinic in three-point shooting at the Kohl Center is Marquette. Something I don't always get to say about my Marquette Golden Eagles, but the Hilltoppers are tonight. They lead by 15. Meehan after a missed shot by Arrowhead. Johnson puts up a 3, and it's nothing but net. The Marquette Hilltoppers are on fire at the Kohl Center.
They're at 50%. And Arrowhead isn't shooting poorly. They're 8 for 19 from 3.
Lob pass down low to Cochran. Kicking out Ormount, corner 3. That one goes off the back of the iron. Bassich unable to keep the rebound alive, and it will go the way of the Hilltoppers.
That last one could have been the dagger. That's it. It just come down, and everything they throw up is going in.
We see some of the Arrowhead students heading for the parking lot or parking structures here in downtown Madison. As an 18-point lead with 3:31 to go. And there's a stoppage right now trying to figure out exactly who is subbing in. Full court pressure from Arrowhead. Long lob pass up ahead. Meehan, he'll fire up another 3. That one's no good. It goes out of bounds, and it will be out off of Arrowhead. So it will stay with Marquette with an 18-point lead. The overrated chants start to come from the student section of Marquette.
First time we've heard that.
Johnson between the circles for Marquette. Wide open down low is Cohen. He doesn't take the shot. Instead, passes out for a Meehan 3 that's no good. Rebound for the Warhawks. 3 minutes to go in the game. Leone kicks out for a Resch 3, and that is an air ball rebound for the Hilltoppers.
If this sticks, we're going to have 3 number one seeds, a number 2, and a number 3 with state championships today.
Minasali fouled on a layup attempt with 2:49 to go in the game. Jay Hazy picking up his first.
Who's your daddy?
There goes the sportsmanship award.
Yeah. Both student sections losing the sportsmanship award here. Minasali hitting the free throw. It's up to a 19-point lead. These two teams saw each other earlier in the year, and Arrowhead won it by 1 point, 65 to 64. Very different game here tonight at the Kohl Center. That game was played at the Al McGuire Center, so fitting for the Madison-Milwaukee rivalry, and we have a timeout on the floor with a 20-point lead, and it's all smiles for the Hilltoppers of Marquette.
So, Coach, they send WI said, here's what you can't say. They tell you that we're raiding your students in, or do you get anything from the organization?
Oh, on what? On this?
On this, yeah.
Oh, I think they. I'm sure the administration does. But it's the student sections are pretty good. I mean, even the Milwaukee student section, the Marquette.
You've always got a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
You still go get your selfies?
I do. Before the games? Yes. Usually it's a TikTok now.
What's your favorite night when they come? Ugly sweater night? Jersey night?
Yeah. I like beach night a lot.
Beach night's great. Right?
I have sunglasses I hand out, give to them for free.
There you go.
But, yeah, the Kohl Center is clearing out. We're looking across at that lower bowl. Other than the student section, everybody must be trying to get home and beat the traffic.
You know, beat the traffic by creating the traffic here in downtown Madison. I learned my lesson in a Brewers playoff game against the Rockies to never leave a game early, so I always refused to do it as a fan. Missed a walk-off in the wild card.
You're paying for it. Get your money's worth.
Exactly. I'm going to stay for the full time of the game.
Do you leave 10 minutes before the movie's over?
Yeah,
because you know what the plot line is?
80 to 60, Marquette up with 2:40 to go. Bassage firing up a wing three, goes off the top of the backboard. So that ball will go the way of the Hilltoppers. Arrowhead still showing that full court press. The inbound going in to Cohen. Cohen kicks out to Hoffman. Now Minasali. I'm just going to work it around. Drain clock inside, 2:30 to go.
Time to clear. Yeah, good.
Yep. Clearing the bench.
Shit's in.
Yep, we see the bench clearing, and it's a layup. Good for Cohen.
Okay, Cohen.
82-62. Cochran laying it in for Arrowhead. We have a timeout as we're going to see the benches clear and substitutions so the starters can get their applause from their student sections and head to the bench one last time for the likes of Bennett Bassich for Arrowhead. So out on the floor now for Arrowhead, we have Blake Bassich, we have Kubish, as well as Marvelli, and then Zenner and Waterfield. And then for Marquette, it's McDevitt, Allen, McGowan, Knacker, and Brooker. Being able to all say that they got to be on the floor at the Kohl Center for a state championship game. A layup from McGowan was no good. Rebound for Arrowhead, who trailed by 20, 82-62. Kobish giving it off for Waterfield. Waterfield kicking it back out top to Marvelli. Marvelli driving baseline, hesitates, spinning around, passes it back out. Now Blake Bassich, he almost had it poked away. McGowan is going to pick up a foul. Thought he had a steal, potentially a fast break going. That sends Blake Bassich to the free throw line. He hit a couple of clutch free throws in that quadruple overtime game to seal things for Arrowhead. No good on the free throw. Rebound for Marquette. Down to a minute 20 now.
There's 34. Obviously 34 out there. He's Brooker's going to Siena, Division I golfer.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's not normally a sport that you have a basketball player go to. We're down to a minute to go. McDevitt laying it in. McDevitt now up to 5 points off the bench for the Hilltoppers.
And the silver ball is not the best thing. It's almost the worst in some respects. But
well, and especially we have a travel now on Arrowhead. I understand the WIA wants to honor the team who comes in second place and that, but the feeling of just standing out there and having
hard
to take that medal, I can't.
It's hard. We've got three gold ones, but we've got four silvers. And those they get better with time, though. They do. They get better with time. Because you played in the last game of the season.
As the clock ticking away down to 20 seconds. Marquette just working it around, trying to drain the clock on this 2023-24 season. Down to 10 seconds now. McDevitt lobbing it outside for Brooker. 3 seconds now. And the Marquette Hilltoppers will take home a gold ball for the first time in school history, winning a WIAA state championship. 84-62, the Marquette Hilltoppers are your state champions.
Bookends, one for football, now they got one for basketball.
Yeah.
It's been a great year to be a Hilltopper. 84-62, Marquette takes down Arrowhead, and they get their revenge after a 65-64 loss in February. We're going to take a short break. We will have the Stoughton Trailers final haul. We will wrap up this amazing weekend of state basketball here at the Kohl Center as you are listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of the WIAA state championships on ESPN Wisconsin.